Hello everyone. I hope you all are doing excellent. Welcome to my new episode of podcast on another exciting topic. Please get tuned and be focused on this podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, in this episode, I'm going to discuss about another very, very common and interesting topic related to the chronic kidney disease management, which is high blood pressure. Blood pressure is the most common problem in someone who is suffering from chronic kidney disease. It is always considered that the blood pressure and the chronic kidney disease has a so intermingled relationship that it is often difficult who is responsible. Because patients who are otherwise suffering from high blood pressure for a long time leads eventually to the chronic kidney disease, and chronic kidney disease eventually leads to high blood pressure. So it has an egg-chicken relationship. It's difficult to understand which come early. So in this episode, I'll discuss why in chronic kidney disease patient, blood pressure usually goes up. Ladies and gentlemen, you must understand the kidney is the most important organ for managing our fluid balance. Now, if there is a fluid retention, which otherwise happens in the chronic kidney disease, then because of the retention of the fluid, the blood pressure goes up. Because accumulation of the fluid leading to the increased blood volume, and once the blood volume is increased, they have a lateral pressure on the blood vessels and the blood pressure goes up. Second important factor is the sodium retention. The kidney tremendously helps us to regulate the sodium level in the body. In the CKD or the impaired kidney function, there is a tendency for the sodium to accumulate inside the body. And once the sodium is accumulated, sodium has a nature, it draws fluid along with it. So there is accumulation of fluid. So excess sodium causes retention of the water in the body, which ultimately contributes to hypertension. Now, a lot of people who are listening to this episode possibly do not know that in our body we have a renin-angiotensin-aldosterone system. We call it RAAS system or RAS system. Renin-angiotensin-aldosterone system, what exactly it is, you need to understand this very clearly. These are a hormonal control of the tone of your blood, of our blood vessels. Now, kidney does a very important role in this RAS axis. That means renin-angiotensin-aldosterone axis. When there is a CKD, often there is an overactivation of the RAS axis, that is renin-angiotensin-aldosterone system, resulting in the increased hormones such as renin and also aldosterone. These hormones, as I said, are the most important to control the tonicity of the blood vessel. Aldosterone causes significant constriction of all the peripheral blood vessels, leading to the high blood pressure. So if you have a CKD, this RAS control becomes slightly erratic. There is an increased secretion of the renin, increased secretion of aldosterone, which ultimately leads to the peripheral vessel tone becomes high and leading to the high blood pressure. Endothelial dysfunction is another important cause for the hypertension in chronic kidney disease. Endothelium is the inner layer of all the blood vessels. Nowadays, we consider endothelium as an organ. Why? Because endothelium secretes a lot of cytokines, which otherwise controls the tonicity of the vessels. Now, in CKD, the cytokines which are released from the endothelium are totally disturbed, leading to lot of tonicity, increased tonicity of the vessels, and leading to the high blood pressure. And there are some important research has been gone in this area, which has shown that the nitric oxide level in the blood vessels decreases. And nitric oxide is important in vasodilators. So whenever there is a nitric oxide level is high, the vessel dilates. If the nitric oxide is low, the vessel constricts. And this nitric oxide production is totally controlled by the endothelium. And in CKD, the nitric oxide productions from the endothelium become less, leading to the vessels become very prone for vasoconstrictions, and which otherwise leads to the high blood pressure. In chronic kidney disease, we have to be focused if someone is suffering from chronic kidney disease regarding the stiffness of the arteries. Why? Because arteries are very elastic kind of things. They pulsate in every time. But in chronic kidney disease, because of calcium metabolism disorders, because of phosphate metabolism disorders, there are significant calcification happens in the vessels, which ultimately leads to a change in the tonicity of the blood vessels. The blood vessels become very stiff, their elasticity becomes less, and this is another cause for high blood pressure. The flexibility is lost on the blood vessels, and this is an important cause for the high blood pressure. A lot of people don't know the kidney is the most important sympathetic buffer. That means whenever there is a more sympathetic surge, kidney absorbs that. In CKD, the sympathetic nervous system becomes more active. So CKD leads to an overactivation of the sympathetic nervous system, and which controls various involuntary functions in the body, including the blood pressure regulation. So elevated sympathetic activity can result in the vasoconstrictions and increased heart rate, and thereby it raises the blood pressure. Impaired kidney function has some other hormonal imbalances apart from renin angiotensin system. As I mentioned earlier, CKD disrupts the intricate balance of the hormone involved in the blood pressure regulation. For example, the kidney produces a hormone called erythropoietin, which stimulates the red blood cell production. In CKD, the reduced erythropoietin level can lead to the anemia, which can cause heart to pump more fast because we need to send the oxygen in adequate level, and henceforth the cardiac output increases, and that leads to the increased blood pressure. Calcium and phosphorus is another important factor. If the calcium-phosphorus imbalance is there, which is common in the CKD, this leads to the higher phosphorus level, and that promotes the increased level of the hormone called parathyroid. That is, intact parathyroid hormone level goes up. Now, this elevated parathyroid level contributes to the arterial stiffness and the calcium deposition in the blood vessel, and leading to the increased blood pressure. Last but not the least, this CKD is considered to be an inflammation, and there is a significant oxidative stress. CKD associated with the chronic inflammation, and this chronic inflammation increases the oxidative stress, and these factors impair the endothelial function of the blood vessels. Whenever there is an oxidative stress, the endothelium does not work properly, and that ultimately leads to disproportionate constriction of the vessels, leading to the vasoconstriction and thereby development of the blood vessels. Apart from this, there are some genetic factors which are also important, because it has been seen some individuals with the CKD are very prone for developing uncontrolled hypertension, some are not. So there might be some genetic factor, but however, it has been not precisely detected, but it has been seen in families and some genes which causes the more tendency toward developing hypertension in the early stage. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope I have discussed the major important causes or factors which are responsible for hypertension in chronic kidney disease. I hope it has given some clarity why a patient with chronic kidney disease become hypertensive. To get more episodes from my channel, please get tuned. If you have not subscribed to my channel, please subscribe, and please forward this podcast to your friends and family members. Thank you for patient listening. Get tuned for the next interesting episode. Bye.
I hope you all have enjoyed this episode of my podcast. If you want to listen my earlier episodes, or if you want to know about my blogs, my ebooks, my different educational videos, the patient education courses, please don't forget to log in www.drpratim.com. I repeat, www.drpratim.com. Stay well, stay healthy, and stay happy. Thank you very much.